Welcome to Intrepid Heroes, an actual play podcast of the Starfinder 2nd Edition playtest adventure, A Cosmic Birthday. I'm Jason, and I'll be your GM.
I'm Scott, and I'm playing Zosra Shizori, a Patra Skirmisher operative who's looking for a new cause.
I'm Stephanie, and I'm playing Starchild, a Soki envoy full of energy from the Drift.
I'm Tim, and I'm playing Krizek Vare, a Warblood Vest soldier with a knack for violence.
I'm Mark. I'm playing Iswar, a Kasathan Graviton Solarian.
I'm John, and I'm playing Dr. Vic Dume, an android witchwarper seeking a lost reality.
I'm Ron, and I'm playing Jode, a human mystic looking to make the galaxy a better place.
And now, on to the episode. And here we are, deep in the ghost levels of Absalom Station, or at least that's where you think you are. These corridors are dark and creepy and full of malfunctioning robots. You're not sure how you got here, or how you're going to escape. But you have discovered an interesting shrine of some kind when last we left, a memorial niche here with two statues, one Vesk, one Sheeran, some offerings laid about, and a little holographic sign that says the enemy of my enemy has become my friend. But that sounds quite peaceful, but unfortunately, this 7-foot-tall Vesk statue made out of bronze has begun to move, and it's brandishing its dashko and about to bring it down on Krycek. And during our little break, I did roll everyone's initiative ahead of time. So we're going to just jump right into this. And surprise, surprise, the statue goes first. I didn't cheat.
That's pretty
look
likely.
At that. Look what happened. Okay.
It caught you by surprise. I didn't give anyone any penalties. Don't worry about that. But I just happened to roll well for the statue.
Is surprise initiative a thing? Apparently it is.
No, not really. It is when I roll it for you, it's a surprise.
This is how we get surprise initiative.
Bringing down this heavy bronze dashko with massive hit, a critical hit. This one. And it, look at this. Here comes the damage on this. It is a whopping 22 points of bludgeoning damage.
Nice.
It's just using the bludgeon. It's not even hitting you with the points. It's just kind of like smashing the haft down onto your head.
Oh my god. That nearly killed
me. You say that like it's better. It's not better.
Well, it could have been piercing damage. And as it though it does so, it tries to kind of like hook the sharp bits of the dashko sort of around your neck, essentially grabbing you. So here comes an athletic skill check. Hey, don't undo the damage.
Dang, this is brutal.
Oh, it did twice. It did it twice.
Oh, it did it twice. Oh, did you? No, sorry. Yeah. I don't want you to be dead. So you are grabbed by this. Right, you now have the old immobilized condition.
Which one is the Vesk statue that's attacking?
This way, sorry, right here is the token.
That one, okay,
The sort of south, indeed.
Hey, Jason, I've still got the game paused thing.
Yes, it's paused. I will unpause it. My bad.
Okay,
thank you.
The pause stops you from moving around more than it does doing anything else, rolling or anything.
Okay.
It basically stops you from moving your token around, but you're almost. And with my third action, then he just kind of with his other fist goes to punch you. Uh-huh. His bronze fist.
Wait, going to do what with his other fist?
Punch. Scry check. So, bam, just sort of smashed across the head, grabbed into sort of like the blades are not sharp though. You can, now that they're around your neck, they're fully blunt because it's just this bronze. It hasn't been like, it's not an actual weapon. Kind of around your neck, and then it tries to punch you and misses.
Sheesh.
All right. Jode, it's your turn. You're right there when this happens.
What? Krizek, are you still standing?
Barely.
Yeah.
Already.
That would have put me down.
Yeah.
Bleeding from the head.
Well, let me do a couple of things. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to load up the healing. Would have put me down too. I am going to can't do that. All right, I think I can do both of these things. You're right here.
Let's take a look at this artwork in the meantime.
Oh, that's the statue.
That's scary.
It's impressive looking.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Look at that regal bearing.
Mm-hmm. Alrighty, let me do a couple of things. The first thing I'm going to do is cast my infusion focus spell.
There you go.
With two actions in order to heal you some.
So you click that second one, where it says two actions. It'll probably.
I don't have enough focus points.
Oh, you don't? Maybe. No, you should. There you go.
Why would I not have a focus point?
You should have a focus point. You have a focus point.
Okay.
It just whether or not this is clicked or unclicked in the sheet. Is it letting you? Because you've put the spell in the chat here. Is it letting you click on infusion?
There it is. Now it's popping up. Yeah. Okay, I will do infusion two actions. Roll healing.
There you go, max healing. Okay,
so the first thing I'm going to do
12 hit points.
Is to give you a full to give you a 12 hit points back. I'll give you a little bit of healing. You're okay. I know you can do this. And then with my third action, that was my first two actions. With my third action, I'm going to cast a spell called Cellular Stimulant.
Hmm.
You are not fatigued or quickened. You can make a fortitude save against this, but you don't want to because I'm going to give you the quickened condition. You can use the extra action to stride or strike. Although you are fatigued at the end of that round. So it's sort of a quick burst of energy to do things like get away when you get out of the statue's grasp, just as an example.
All right. Well done. Well, the newly quickened Krijek, it is your turn.
Okay, how do I break out of this grapple?
All right. You want to escape? Can use attack roll, a melee attack roll, acrobatics, athletics.
I'm going to use athletics.
And those are the three things.
I think athletics.
Are the DCs the same?
The DCs are the same.
Okay. Okay.
Let me remind myself what that DC is, but roll it up.
Well, that's good.
That's good. That's going to...
23.
I'm pretty sure that's going to do it. Yeah, and 100%. Escape. You're no longer grabbed. You wrestle your way out of that. Now, that is an attack action, so if you want to attack, again, you're going to take the map on your next action.
Okay, that's an attack. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, yes, I'm positively furious that this has happened to me.
Yeah, man.
As you should be.
Yeah, so I'm going to go back and I'm going to attack him with Madushko. All
right.
All right. Ooh, pretty good.
That is unfortunately a miss with the map.
Oh, that's too bad. Okay, and I think...
attack penalty, I see.
I'm going to take a step back.
All right. Now, I'll tell you, you have an extra action. You may use that extra action to stride or strike.
Oh, okay. So stride would be step, would be like me... moving.
Well, step is step. It doesn't look like
step.
You could
step is separate.
Step is a different thing. So you could. So you have four. You've taken two. Mm-hmm. So if you just step, I mean, just let you know. If you step away, you can then stride away if you want. As your fourth action, if you want to get further away.
No, that'd be a coward's action.
Okay.
So my extra strike is a full.
Yeah, you're gonna be at a minus 10.
No, that'd be my third, but then. My extra action would not be. Would be at full again, wouldn't it?
No. You're still during your turn.
Okay.
Actions outside of your turn don't take your map. Actions in your turn take the map.
Okay, so if I had all three actions, so I mean, I could take my next one would be a minus 10.
Yes.
Then my fourth one would be a minus 10.
Yes.
Yeah, it doesn't ever get worse than minus 10.
If you wanted to stay here and just try for three hits, you can go for it.
Oh no, that's going to be terrible.
I thought the quicken had to be used for a strike.
Okay, or yeah, stride. Okay. So you could hit it. You could attempt again at the minus 10 just as a Hail Mary, and then stride your way out of there if you wanted to. If you don't think this guy has a reaction of any kind, or you could step your way out of like reaction zone if you think it has a reaction, and then stride away.
Okay.
And or quicken, take another strike and then step back.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to take another strike and then step back.
It doesn't have to be your last action, so you could strike that you already took could count as the quickened action.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then you have two more actions to do whatever you want with no restrictions.
Okay. I'm going to attack him again because that Go would be it. That would be my
Why not?
Thing.
You could roll 20.
Yeah.
Nope. Or four.
That's really bad.
No. It's literally a zero. That's, don't forget about hero points. If you want to spend a hero point on this.
No, not on this one particularly. Right. Okay.
Okay.
And then I am gonna take a step back.
Step back. Great. Okay.
Yep. And that's it.
Zostra, where to you? You're down the corridor, kind of around the corner. You can kind of see something's going on, but you don't see what's attacking anybody.
Exactly. I can see nothing. Which means I need to find out why suddenly Krizik is so bloody.
Yeah.
Is it really that difficult to walk around in here? 15. Okay, now I can see it, at least. Wow, that looks big and mean, and I don't know if I want to confront it upright, looking at how hard you've been hit. But would it have some? It would have some cover. Well, I would have soft cover from Eswar no matter what.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That's okay. I can do a weakening shot again.
Great.
For my final two actions, which means I get to aim, and aim also gives me a...
this one?
It takes away 1 point of cover.
Great. Oh, great.
So awesome. Let me target him. And I believe I applied the cover, or you do.
Don't worry. It's soft. The aim is gonna undo it, I think.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So we've got him targeted. It should do it. Got my weapon out. Pew pew for whatever you did.
17.
Okay, 17 misses.
Oof.
I'm gonna hear a point.
You gonna hear a point? Okay. So you're aiming up a laser shot and you're like, I gotta, this thing is made out of bronze. Is my laser gonna do anything? So you focus in.
That is a thought. That is a thought. I may not do anything. Okay, and I know there's a minimum that does take it up to at least a hit.
Yep, and it takes up to a hit. So roll that damage.
Thanks to the Jason rule, I think it is.
The Keeley house rule, hero point house rule.
So we'll see if this actually does anything.
Ah, only so not a great damage roll. Only three damage, which doesn't. It just sort of scorches the bronze anything. A little bit.
Oof. Well, that's unfortunate.
Yeah, it is.
Hard to hit and doesn't take damage from my gun.
Eswar.
There are things like knowledge checks too, right? And those.
Don't forget about recall knowledge as an action. If you want to try to learn something else about what this might be happening.
Well, let's go ahead and start with that.
What kind of gun did Zostra have? Laser gun. So my laser gun's also going to be useless.
I did really low on damage too. Mm. I rolled 3 points of damage.
All right. All right, Mark. Do you want to do an recall knowledge check?
Sure. That sounds like it would be useful.
Arcana or crafting or something else?
Let's try crafting.
Okay. If you do that as a secret roll, so you don't know what you got.
Okay, how do we do the secret roll? Here we go.
It'll say blind GM roll is what you want to do.
Private GM roll?
You critically fail, you get something like, this is what all Vesk are like, and the weird fleshy one with you is the aberrant one.
Okay.
What do you, here's the thing. You're like, this is clearly like a bronze. It's just not a robot. You're sure it's not a robot. I'll just tell you that much.
Yeah.
So it's magic is active, you know, animating this in some fashion. I think that's all you really know.
Magic is animating it. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, actually, I guess one thing I'd like to know, does it appear to be like stuck to its base, or can it come down off and chase us?
I can imagine it. It's moving. It has mobility.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Because one option would be just take a step back and shoot. And,
keep moving.
But okay. Well, since that's probably not the right way to go, let's go ahead and attack.
Okay, you're gonna need to step up to it. You're 10 feet away at the moment.
Oh, okay.
The token is smaller than the statue on the map.
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
So I have moved up.
Yeah.
And that leaves me with one
strike.
Strike. I'm trying to figure out how to make this do what I want to do. No, that's not right. Okay, let's try this. Sorry, I'm still getting this program to do what I want to do.
Yeah, it's a small learning curve with the Foundry.
Yeah.
You're all doing great.
Nice. Thank you.
That is a hit. 24.
Good roll. Okay, good. So 24.
Now do damage.
Yeah, now do damage. Here we go. This will be.
I play enfeebled to it with my hit, but didn't do any damage. Wait, does it take enfeebled even though I don't do damage?
6 points. It's bludgeoning.
Right. Let me check something here. If the strike hits.
No damage. Hmm.
It did hit, so we'll do it in enfeebled. Yeah, you come down with your solar flail and you strike up against it, and it kind of dents it a little bit, but it doesn't appear like that's much in the way of it's going to affect it at all.
Boy, I don't like that at all. Okay.
This may be a runaway thing.
It might be.
All right, Starchild, we're back to you.
Back to me? This is my
Well,
first
up
time?
To you. Yeah, it's your first time. Look, I misspoke.
So what kind of knowledge check? I want to learn. All right, I guess I need to ask first. Can I see it well enough where I am, or do I need to spend an action moving?
I think you need to get a little closer. You're just kind of look the token. You're just getting like the edge of it, so you can see like a little bit of its arm. All right. But
so I'll make one. Oh, sorry. I'm not. Do I use
you
the
might need to.
No?
You might need to be on the token selection selector instead of on the right hand side where it's under token controls and the little box.
Oh, take that. Click on that first.
Yeah, click on that first, and then you click on your token. You should be able to move it then.
Okay. All right. So I can come up like. One move would be right behind Jode, maybe?
Yep, there you go. And you can see it in all its glory.
All right, then what kind of knowledge check?
Arcana or crafting, or if you have something specific you think would apply? Statue lore, for instance?
Media lore. Because this had been featured on some kind of... You know
that because one show.
The one show, exactly. Animated statues.
You know that show, yeah.
The real animated statues of Epsilon Station.
Exactly. Well, okay. Actually, let me make this.
Okay.
If
all right,
at any
point,
if at any point the Ghost Hunt people had come across the statue or highlighted it in one of their reels or one of their little, like, you know, 3-minute feed videos, then I might know something about it.
Okay. I'm gonna let you roll that. I'm not going to reduce the DC, though, for what you would normally do for an applicable lore. I'm going to just use this at the normal DC.
Okay.
decent.
And I got a pretty average roll.
Yeah, unfortunately, like, it's not clear, like, you know, those sort of short feeds that, you know, people like Ghost Tours and other sort of Infosphere programs do, they're always so shaky and blurry, and they never really see anything, you think. You know, they might be scaring themselves 90% of the time. They might not actually come across anything actually like this. So you're unsure what it is.
True.
Again, you know, probably it's, you know, a big hard to damage statue.
Okay, I have the Electric Arc cantrip as an ancestry feat, but I don't see it on my macros.
It is unfortunately a two action thing.
Is it?
Let me actually, because that's one thing I did forget to add to your character sheet was a spell casting ability.
Oh, I do like the idea of trying electricity, though. That's a good idea.
Thanks. I'll just try to shoot it.
Okay.
So, laser pistol with the understanding that it's probably not going to be effective. You did get a 20, though.
You did get a 20. That is a hit. So roll that damage.
Good.
Okay. Oh, I didn't do get him, though, and that takes an action, right?
Yes. Yeah, it would. So this is just a normal shot without the get him.
That's too bad, because I do very low damage.
Yeah, oh, we're rolling such high damage before, and now it's just so low. You're just again, this laser pistol just kind of burns, scorches the statue a little bit.
Yeah, I'm not sure even max damage for us is going to do anything so far.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's well, if I had get him, then max damage might. But...
Last battle we threw down some criticals, and that really did damage.
Yep, that's true. Yeah, if you get some criticals in there.
If it accepts them.
John, we're up to you.
All right, I can just barely see the corner of this thing.
I think this is, I mean,
I mean, barely. I do. I can just barely see the corner.
Barely. It's going to have a lot of cover. It's going to have cover.
Well, I'm going to use some of my magical arcane ability and
all right.
Fire.
Oh, a force barrage. You don't care about cover.
Force barrage. And I don't care about cover.
All right. Using all three of your actions to do
all
that,
three of my actions.
All right.
Sounds good.
The damage.
Missiles are pure magic.
How do I do all three?
Really?
When you click, did you click cast? Or did you just click the spell?
I just clicked the spell.
Okay. Now
I have the damage roll thing up.
Yeah. What happens if you click that? You might have to
click it three times.
Yeah, if you just click it three times, that's also fine. I can deal with it.
All right.
Just to go quickly.
One.
Nope, don't take yourself damage.
Yeah.
Oh no.
It moved up. So just
Don't tempt yourself.
How do I do it again?
If you go back up to the funnel, the card above the what you just did, and hit click roll damage again.
Oh yeah.
And just do that. Two more times.
Nice.
All right. That good is rolls. A total of 12.
Yeah, that's pretty
12
amazing.
12 damage.
Does that damage it?
Let's find out together. It does.
Half.
So these bolts come around, ping, ping, and you actually like just chip away a little bit of the edge of the bronze.
Wow. Only
this
to cap
tough.
Of it.
Half on force. Mm-hmm. That's rough.
Yep, that is.
We gotta find its weakness. We gotta find its weakness. We're turning it off.
Yeah, we need some recall knowledge.
Then turn it off.
Well, it's my turn again. It's time for the statue to go.
Oh no.
Yeah. Eswar, you are right there. Of course,
I am.
You are.
Yeah.
And you did kind of strike at it with your weird solar flare. So the gravity time, this thing is just gonna. Come down with a smash, but it is enfeebled.
Oh, that's so good.
That might be okay.
Be
a
less
regular
smashed.
Hit for 25.
Well, 25 is more than I have.
No, 25 two hits, not 25 points of damage. I haven't rolled the damage yet.
Well, that will hit. Yes.
Okay. Yes. You are going to take 9 points of damage.
9 points of damage. Okay, that hurts, but I'm okay. I'm
indeed.
Dead.
Now, I believe you do have some sort of reaction to when you take damage. Is that
yes. you are correct. I believe. It pushes him 5 feet away.
Do you is that to help out automatically? How does that work?
I'm looking for that.
I think it's called Nimbus Surge.
Yes, there it is. Nimbus Surge. Real quick. Triggering creature must succeed at a fortitude save against your class DC, which is 17, or be pushed 5 feet away from you.
All right. So. Here comes the fortitude save. Note.
Okay.
Shoot. That was you rolling it, not...
10, that is...
No, that was you rolling it. Sorry.
That was me.
I don't know why that's...
Sorry.
Because I have it open. Let me just do this. Blip. Blip. There it is. Okay, great. I still could roll terrible. And okay. I did roll terrible. I rolled a 16.
16 is not quite enough.
Okay, so you push this thing backwards.
Yep.
Into the five wall, feet. Essentially.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of... The grid is a little weird on this one, so yeah. It's going to look like it's inside the wall. No, let's do that there. But there it is. Bonk, and it's smacked up against the wall. Well, I'm going to use my second action to step out of that. Just because move forward.
Back where you were.
Implacably move forward to back where I was. Which is, this is good, though, because I was going to attempt to grab you, but you pushed me away, so I can't do that.
Yeah.
But I can attack you again, so why don't I just do that? And that is a 17, which is a miss.
That is a miss.
For SOR. Because
you're enfeebled.
Well done. And it sort of comes at you again with its sort of like, it sort of smacks at you with the Dashko and then it comes at you with a sort of a bare fist and just that one you dodge quite easily.
Okay.
All right, Jode. See, when I don't crit, it's not that bad.
Uh-huh. And when we hit, it's not good.
And we didn't learn, and nobody's still learned very much about it, right?
We keep learning by failing. Do damage to it.
Well, I'm trained in Arcana. Let me try to learn something. Let me try to learn a little thing. Right. I'm going to try
Appreciate an Arcana that.
Check.
And make sure to put that secret.
No,
right now.
That doesn't teach me anything.
You know that the Aslanti Star Empire sometimes employs the sort of animated statues of old, imperators, and they are killing machines. That's what you know.
They are, and this
according to the propaganda, at any rate, they are unstoppable killing machines.
Oh, well, I guess they have the little to gain by downplaying how killing machine they are, so maybe this is truly very killing machine-y. Whew. And I don't get a sense of whether or not it's intelligent. It seems to be attacking with sort of like mindless vigor. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Draw your own conclusions.
I will.
How very noncommittal.
I don't. Yeah. Let me try to do it some mental damage. That's what I'm going to do. Okay. I'm going to mind skewer it.
Ooh.
Boy.
The mental onslaught. Well, you'll see here.
Mm-hmm.
Save DC 17 will save.
Okay. I'm not going to bother clicking that. It does have no effect.
Okay.
Mind.
You attempt to skewer its mind. It doesn't seem to have one.
It is entirely mindless.
All right.
You are fatigued now, by the way.
I know.
After that, the invigorating boost of energy.
It's terrible. All right. I'm going to step up. I'm going to swing with my Dashko. We'll try this again.
It's not going to do it. I mean, you're going to glance a glancing blow.
Yeah, I need to do better than that.
Do you want a hero point it?
A step back.
Okay.
Yeah, you're the one that we need to really get in and smack it.
I know.
Zostra.
Got to roll better than that.
Yep.
I can see him. I can do the whole thing and not get not worry about soft cover, so I'm going to do that. And let me see if there's any immunities after I do my my weakening shot. No, it's just on a hit. There's
you could just keep doing it as long as you hit. Yeah.
Yep.
Great.
Just want to make sure.
Love it.
Awesome. Target him and go to my my feats. We're doing weakening shot. I'm pretty sure intimidation's not going to work if he's mindless anyhow.
Mm-hmm.
We take aim. And actually, is it to swap weapons? Mm-hmm. Is it like Pathfinder Second Edition now, where you can just one action swap?
Yep, one action to swap one gun for another.
Thinking
gun,
about maybe swapping out my for my although it's physical damage anyhow, it's piercing. But it might be worth a shot.
I'm going to use a spell on you next round to change your weapon damage.
Yeah, I don't think it's the type of stuff. I think it's just whatever you do.
Oh, just the amount?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Then I won't.
Okay, well, for this one, I'll go ahead and...
swap into the pistol?
Yeah, I'd like to swap into the pistol.
All right, go for it.
Before I do this stuff.
That's a one action shoot, and then weakening shot for your second two actions.
Yeah. So that means I go into, hang on. There it is. Okay, so we sheathe this one. We draw this one. Should be already loaded.
Yep.
Then we do the other actions. We go to strike. He's still targeted. It's down there now.
It's a good roll.
There you go.
That is a very good roll.
Yep.
It is a hit.
18 still not a critical, so he's definitely hard to hit.
Sadly, no.
He's hard to hit.
Thing is, it's still a d6 plus a d4, so.
Ah, so no better than that.
The bullet basically can't.
Deflects off.
Mm-hmm. Probably can't damage him, it looks like.
It's got like DR.
I do max damage.
Eswar.
Okay.
But I did hit him, so he's enfeebled again.
Right, that's good. Enfeebled. Give me that enfeebled.
I'm thinking I'm going to move down here to set up maybe a flank for somebody else. And then I'm going to try and hit him again.
Well, let me just say that, someone can get against that wall, but if you were like one step to the east, it's way more clear that someone could stand directly across from him. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that makes, okay, that's good.
Yeah.
All right. Now, will this do what I want? No, it doesn't. Okay. So, a strike. Ooh, there
natural
we 20.
Go. Natural 20. Give me that double damage.
That's right.
And we'll see if he takes any of it. I'm looking back. The only damage it's taken has been from
the force.
The force,
damage.
Force damage. Oh, God.
Well, I did 10. Right.
Badly, two things happen.
Yeah.
You strike it pretty hard, right? Right?
Yeah.
Like maybe like there's a seam or whatever. And as you do this, it does sort of absorb some of the damage, but cracks form all across the metal.
Oh, good.
And it looks like you have seriously weakened it.
Nice.
Oh, good.
Nice.
Okay. That's some kind
of with that massive hit. Bang.
A blade of armor.
Okay. Yeah.
You got one more action.
I do have one more action. I think I'll try again.
I think you should crit him again. That's my advice.
Yeah, that would be the best thing. Nice. How do I apply the penalty?
So if you're using are you using the HUD?
Yeah.
Right, you'll see that there's a +7 under your
okay.
And then a +2. So the next number over has the penalty in it. So you just click on that second number.
Oh, yeah, there it is. I see it.
Yep.
Okay, let's see what we can do. Oh, no.
Not with a 6. You're going to miss that one.
No, without a 6.
You credit, but the other way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that will conclude my turn.
Still, no. Okay. Worth, very, very nice.
Starchild.
Helped.
Steph is muted.
Oh,
I noticed.
Steph, you're muted.
Sorry about that. I didn't realize I was muted. Don't know how that happened.
You're back.
I've been making great comments all along.
I don't doubt it.
We'll splice them in later.
Yeah. That's right. Okay, I want to shout, get him.
Can I interject one thing? Because I hit him, he is treating every square around him as difficult terrain until the end of his next turn.
Great. I'll keep that in mind.
Okay. Appreciate it. Go ahead, Steph.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. So I want to get him and then do electric arc. I don't have the information on electric arc.
You should have it in your character sheet now.
Oh.
If you go to spellcasting.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, no worries. Does that do your lead by example when you roll a non-attack thing? You need to roll an attack roll for you attack the target.
Hmm. Oh, to lead by example?
Say. Yeah, that's a tricky one.
Electric Arc's a save.
Yeah, but I think since Get'em also applies penalty to reflex save, I'm going to count it since this is a reflex save spell. I think that's a little vague. So this is going to work. This is going to be a lead by example.
Oh, okay. Cool.
So just click the that Electric Arc button and put.
Sorry, I'd come back over here to see if I could figure that out by reading the. Awesome. Okay. Where's Electric Arc?
I really want this to work.
Sorry, now I'm trying to figure out. So it brought up HUD, electric.
Did you put it in the HUD?
I didn't see
it should be in the HUD too. If under spells.
Sorry, I'm looking.
No worries.
Oh yeah,
I added it
under the little spells button.
Click right on it.
Yep. Yay! Thanks.
And then I was
trying to figure that out on the character sheet. All right.
Wait. No, sorry. That is nope. I ignore that.
That was Star Child's saving.
That was Star Child's reflex save.
I mean, you can't choose two creatures, so maybe you're choosing yourself.
He rolled really.
That was I rolled a nat 20, critical success, so no damage, unfortunately.
Dang.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's really disheartening.
It is. Vic Dume.
Well,
the dice. Hmm. But he's been get-emed, so.
Oh. Yeah, I don't have a good shooty weapon for this sort of thing. I'm gonna try casting a spell on him because that's more along my thing. So I'm going to again reach out and this time the mystical energy is gonna cause this microgravity around him to suddenly start yanking on him to bring him down.
Awesome.
What's this spell?
I love that.
Stumble.
Alrighty. Oh, you're going to try to knock me possibly prone.
Or maybe off guard.
Oh my goodness. All right.
No.
Success, which is nothing. Right?
All right. And then I have one action left, and I'm going to go ahead and I'll just... Oh, I guess I don't have a weapon out. I guess I have to draw it. I would have thought I would have had it out already.
I mean, most everyone has a weapon out.
Yeah, so I will take a shot. I don't know.
It's going to be a little difficult for you to do that from the angle you're at. But
oh, that's true.
He just has cover.
Yeah.
Unless you want to move.
I won't do that then. Okay. I'm going to try a... crafting to figure out more about this guy.
Give me a crafting.
Yeah.
Because figure out what
we need info.
Type of weaknesses. Won't let me do it. Token action says I've already rolled initiative.
No, you're clicking on the initiative part of there's attributes and skills and
I'm on attributes and I'm trying to click on crafting.
Try skills.
Perception is highlighted for some reason.
Well, that's the initiative
because that's
part,
the initiative part of it. I think you want to go this over skills. The skills.
Couldn't he?
I'm sorry. I understand.
Yeah, you can also if you have the thing, the basic action macro is open. You can do a recall knowledge.
Yeah.
With that.
Recall knowledge. Yeah. Oh, natural 20.
Natural 20.
So I know anything you want to know? I want to know how we destroy this thing.
Okay, You're looking over this thing, and now you can tell that, like, what Esquire just did was break its armor. As an animated thing, it has sort of like this sort of construct armor, basically, right? This because it is an item, is an object. It is now, which would basically made it have a pretty nice AC and hardness, which soaks a lot of damage. Right now, now that it's got cracks running through it, its AC has been significantly lowered, and it has no hardness. Yep. Okay, if you can just hit it and do a little, any damage to it will go through.
Yay. Okay.
Any damage to it will go through.
It's going next.
Unfortunately, the last two things that happened were me rolling very good reflex saves.
Yeah.
Which is not its best save. Whoopsie.
Used all the good rolls then.
I used up all the good rolls for that. So maybe these attacks will be bad. You rolled a nat 20. Is there anything else you want to tell you what it's immune to?
Yeah. What's it immune to?
A lot of stuff.
Mind.
Bleed, death effects, disease, doomed, drained, fatigued, healing, mental, non-lethal attacks, paralyzed, poison, sick, and spirit, unconscious, vitality, and void. I probably shouldn't have given you all this, but it's basically anything that would affect the living creature won't affect this thing.
So void, void stuff doesn't affect
void. No, it doesn't have a spirit. It doesn't have a soul. Yeah.
You should avoid it.
But anyway. But it is now its turn, indeed. So it's going to, once again, turn on Eswar here.
Yep, still in field. I kind of figured.
So here comes the blunt end of the Dashko.
Uh-huh.
16, big miss.
Miss.
Second attack.
That enfeeble helps.
7.
Yep. Yeah.
Terrible. No good.
Also a miss. Nice. Critical miss.
Third and final attack. 4. Huh? Bad. Quick. There's all my bad rolls.
All right. Well. yes. Good.
Trying to get at you. Armor cracked everywhere. Jode.
Alrighty. Well, if anything can hurt it now. I might try this Eldritch Lance.
That's more mental damage.
That's one of the things you're immune to. Yep. Alrighty.
Mm-hmm. Hurt it physically.
Where's my injury echo? Oh, it's up here.
You can try that.
Yeah, I don't know that its will save is going to be great, so I am going to cast this, and I'm going to try to do a bludgeoning damage of the same type that that Esquire just did. So saving throw, please.
Oh, is this from something else? Sorry, that was you. Gosh darn it. I keep success. Doing that. I apologize, everybody. No.
But I can also... But then I can, with my third action, just shoot.
No, sorry. I rolled your will save. I rolled literally your character's will save on that. It's still a success, but it was not as good of a number. But it is half. It's a basic will save.
Okay.
Oh, it is. That's right.
Yeah,
it is going to be half. Oops. All right. Well, there you go. It's going to be half of 2, which is one.
One. But normally, it would be 0.
It would be 0, yeah.
Oh. Right. Yeah. And then I might as well take a shot as well. Since I've not done an attack, I'm not penalized on this attack roll.
17.
That is a hit.
Nice. Good.
Let's try.
Good.
Ooh, 7 points of fire.
It's pretty good. Yeah. And this, you shoot it with your laser beam. It hits one of the cracks and breaks
off
in
the middle vulnerable parts.
Bronze.
I see what we set up.
I think we can get it, guys.
All right. Krysek.
Okay.
Now is your
step up.
Take him. Get your revenge.
I know.
Get him on it.
In my melee strike thing, it doesn't have a modifier for flanking.
It does it automatically. You don't get. Okay. It affects the armor class.
Yeah, okay. It lowers the armor class. Doesn't add to an attack.
Okay.
Nice. Oh yeah.
A hit. Got it.
There you go.
Yeah. That's amazing. Max damage there.
You saved it all for this one.
Nice.
16. Good job.
Smashing into it, nearly sort of. Basically, nearly chopping its head off. It's right there in the neck, and it's kind of just sliding off a little bit.
I will repeat.
Yeah. No do bailing it. Out this time, huh? There you go. Come on.
A hit?
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, very good. Very good.
So and... even with the multiple attack penalty, you managed to bring your Doshko down a second time. Crack.
And more damage.
Essentially taking the head off and causing this thing to kind of stumble backwards and whew. Collapse into a bunch of bronze fragments.
Well, all right. That was something.
I was about to be it. Discouraged. That was so hard. And then look what you guys did. You're amazing.
Kind of make a good team, don't we?
We kind of do.
Yeah.
Hadn't thought of it that way.
Krizek continues to beat on it.
It's over. It's okay.
It's already dead.
Bashir statue puts its hand on your shoulder and says, it's already dead, man. There. It'll be okay, and hugs you.
A bunch of Vesk, you know, anyone derogatory terms here? While he's doing it.
Is there a sense that the obviously people have been here before giving small offerings with candles and coins and the like. Is there a sense that those were keeping this thing sedate or?
Do you want to give me an arcana or maybe a religion check? One of those skills?
I would much rather do a religion. I understand people's religious practices. So let me give that a try.
Yeah.
If you can make it secret. Nope.
Oh, too late.
Keep it secret. Keep it safe.
Keep it safe.
Make it secret. Make it safe.
You're not sure. This doesn't feel like it was like a religious shrine. It just feels like a memorial, right? People just sort of leaving tokens of affection, flowers, lighting candles for the whether or not these were statues of actual people. Can't tell. You can't really see the faces, right? There's no names written on the plaques on the daises beneath the statues, or if this was just a sort of like generic memorial, you know, and people were just leaving things.
Yeah. Well, that's the problem. They were leaving flowers. Should have been leaving blood.
Well, apparently you've done that, so it's
I've left some now, blood. Right?
Yeah, we should probably see.
I see no entrails here. Okay. This is paltry.
I wonder
he was angry.
I also find it odd that the other statue did not. Well, Vesk maybe, but the other statue did not do anything.
I was why kind of waiting one? For that too. That's why I didn't get any closer.
I thought maybe get close to that and have the two attack each other. You know, that would have been, you know,
the Plaxes are friends though.
Well, maybe. That's just a sign.
Enemy became my friend.
Right, like King Kong and Godzilla.
But what if these two are the enemies?
Who is this Godzilla you talk about?
Yeah. Oh, this is great a Vesk very, hero. Very, very, very old story. On Vesk.
You will know when her when she gets some healing from that phone call and her theme song comes on.
That name, it invokes power. I approve.
Now,
it's so sad Jode that no one knows their story.
Yeah.
Well, we can record it.
Jode, you'd know from the cellular stimulant spell that you cast on Krizek that for this fatigue to go away, he needs to rest for 10 minutes.
I am tired.
Well, if we're going to rest for 10 minutes anyway... Mm-hmm. I think I'd like to talk a little more about how well we can all work together in the future, about how our abilities really support one another, and the importance of everybody having a place. That's what my deity teaches. Everybody's got their own place in order to work together to make everybody stronger. So,
well, while you're talking about that, I could do an interpretive dance.
I would love that. That would actually be really pleasant. As long as you're paying enough attention to still be part of my network that I am creating with the tent.
Well, that's an important part of the interpretation. I would be listening and turning it into dance.
All righty.
And do either of those two things heal damage?
Nope. Not now.
Emotional damage.
No, but they allow me to do two important things. One, I can know your direction and whether you're dying or dead, even if I can't see you.
Okay.
And it does let me share share healing with you.
Okay. Well,
I can sounds touchy feely.
I can do treat wounds on him though.
It makes me uncomfortable.
We'll do it for at least until we get out of here. We should stick together.
We should stick together until we get out of here, yes.
Right.
So have we done treat wounds on you yet? From before?
Not on me.
No.
No, neither.
So I think
I'm creating the mystic bond that mystics can do with up to 10 creatures.
Yes. Yeah. Do you want to put the statue in this too?
It's no longer a valid target, I don't think.
Fair enough.
And I kind of pat one of the bronze chunks that fell off.
Oh, I was not successful.
That was so close.
You have a hero point? You can reroll.
I do. Can I use a hero point for that?
Yeah, you can use a hero point on whatever you like. It's a d20 roll. Right? Yeah. There you go. There is the healing. Who's that for? Eswar or Krychek?
Krychek.
All right.
Wait, no, Eswar. Eswar is Mark, right?
Nope. Okay, yeah, right, yeah, Mark.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that will put me back up to full. Thank you.
So these 10 minutes pass. You're all sitting in here. Jode's talking about Lysala. You've been enjoying in this mystical bond together. I guess none of you can really sense it, but... Mark, you know what? Ron, I bet Mark was already, SR was already part of
Bond. Part of the bond. Yeah.
But you add everyone into this bond, and there's a feeling of sense, a feeling of place. It's a feeling of belonging, I think, for Lysala, right? It's like you said, knowing your place in the order, which is a really sugar coated way to talk about Lysala's tenets, but it's enough. You feel like a group. You feel like a team, a full team at this point. Vic is sort of bandaging up Eswar. Krysak, you no longer feel fatigued. The sort of that weariness in your muscles or lifts. And you all feel a little bit better. Some of you are still wounded, of course, but
not in our hearts. In our feelings at the moment, anyway.
Yeah, good thing it missed your heart. That's. Yeah.
I mean, it nearly did. It nearly got him.
Yeah.
What do y'all want to do next?
Once I've done the created the network, I can jump in to do some healing. I'm pretty good with a med kit.
I can. I'll vouch for that.
Yeah.
Except on Patras.
I mean, except on Patras.
Do you have any Patra blood in you? Because it will come out if you do.
I have Patra blood all over my med kit now.
I can search the area for any valuables.
I look at my Usoki body and think, could I have Patra blood?
What did I know
about my heritage?
If you bite my arm hard enough, you will.
Krysak, are you still hurt?
Yeah, I'm point. Down 10, actually.
Scott, let's not put that to the test.
Let's try this. Oh, that was not the treat ruined way, but it was successful.
Yeah, so the background went all white. Was it supposed to do that?
Probably not.
Okay, I'll try reloading.
Ron, it's a success. You can just roll 2d8 and I'll be able to apply that healing. This healing.
Let's see. I will do.
If you would slash R 2d8
roll. Okay.
We'll do it. 4.
See if that works that way. That's not great. Yeah, that is not great.
If healing works the way that it does in second edition, there's one thing that we use now, because a lot of groups don't realize, is that if you wait the extra 50 minutes, you can apply the same amount at the end of that time. You don't have to do another treat wounds.
Oh, you don't have to do another check?
You don't. Yeah. If you just extend the treatment from 10 minutes to the full hour that they're immune anyway, you double the amount that you give back.
Hmm.
That is, why did I not know that? That's interesting. Eswar, you look around for stuff.
Yeah.
There's not anything like super secret, you know, in the bases or anything like that. There's just this sort of like Detroit, but these sort of small offerings. None of them look particularly like worth anything. These coins are like, can I look at them? They're like, they're not like in circulation type coins. Mm-hmm. They're old, which may also sort of like hint at the fact that who left coins here? That we live in a credit society. Like,
right.
You know, everything's electronic. Mm. And you look at them, they're old, and maybe there's one that kind of looks like a Chuck E. Cheese token, but like the others are just sort of just, but not old to be valuable. They're just kind of like bits of metal.
Yeah. Okay.
The fabled Chuck E. Cheese.
Charles Entertainment Cheese.
A venerable warrior.
It's a venerable Yosoki warrior and entertainer. And businessman.
Chef background or something like that.
Musician, yeah, as well, I believe. Or,
yeah. And yeah, also.
Multi-talented.
Cool.
That was human.
What do y'all want to do next?
Well, we still got to try to get out of here.
Yeah. There's like no other way out besides the way you came in of this particular.
We should try one of the doors.
Did we search that other niche, the one that looked like it was storage?
No. You have not.
Not yet.
There might be something of interest or of use there. I'm thinking.
Well,
the way things are going, probably a mimic chest.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me. Anyway, let's go ahead and take a look down there.
Is there a door over? Open that. All right.
Yes, those are doors. there's another door sort of doorway. Here. Yeah, you see a door and there. The lean up. Yeah, and then this is the sort of chest. It looks like crates. Some shelving bolted to the walls and to the floor.
Yeah, worth a look.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's go take a look.
I'm stuck underneath this body. I can't move.
Oh no, what?
All right, let me get the it's fallen anyway. And you can't get up.
You poke your way through the crates. Most of them are empty. Mm-hmm. You do find what looks to be 10 feet of cable, like for essentially rope, you know, it's cable line, and a emergency beacon, a battery operated device. It's like pod size situation, and it lets out a flash of red light like once per 6 seconds, and it just sort of is good for basically pushing down an emergency signal for someone to find you at, like, 100 miles away or something like that, you know.
It's interesting.
Okay.
10-foot cable. I thought in the past they would use 10-foot poles, but apparently that was slightly incorrect.
It's some high durability plastic coated in metal.
Well, perhaps of use at some point.
This is tactical cable line. So the metal that is coating it is like very valuable metal, like adamantine valuable.
Oh.
An adamantine alloy, but you know.
Well, we should take it.
Yeah. Does anyone want to grab these?
Yeah, let's do.
Okay, I'm gonna make this little chest visible, and you should be able to click on that and open it up and see what's inside. And then I think you can just
You should be able to drag and drop it into either your character sheet or party loot if we have a generic one.
I don't know, it's not letting me click on it.
Well, I think this crate becomes our party loot, right?
It
won't come with us.
Stash.
Oh,
yeah. We've on the actors tab. There's a little thing next to the party that you can click on, an open sheet that gives you all the party and their an overview of the people or skill checks, all that stuff, and then it has a stash thing where we can keep shared loot.
I've put it into Eswar's inventory.
Okay,
you've got it.
That's fine. Yeah. All
Very
right.
Cool.
What next?
Now there's this big doorway, right?
Hmm.
There's a doorway at the end here, and there's another sort of another branch that leads off to sort of southeast.
Yeah. There's a door on each one of them.
And there's a door on each
one. Yeah, let's try this other branch. But only one. There's only one to the right, not one to the left. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yep.
There could be only one.
There's, yeah, yeah. Wait, I'm confused about what you
as
mean.
As far as doors are
oh, yeah, yeah,
or
one
branches.
To the left. Yeah, yeah.
Branches, there's
branches,
none
yeah,
to the
I see
left.
What you mean, yeah. Mm-hmm. There was the one to the left led to the, was a little further back and led to the
well, but that's
memorial,
that, sorry. No, because that's like the galley we were just in. See, there's no corresponding one for this second one.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Does it look like? Does it look like either of the doors are locked or latched or anything like that?
Doesn't appear. I mean, they seem to be pretty standard looking space station doors.
Hmm.
Well,
all right.
So they made that little whistling noise when they slide open.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Crisis.
I accidentally opened this one. You can open it again.
Alrighty.
What
we
did
will,
you let loose?
We will, using our newfound community, work together to open the single double door at the end of the hall.
Cooperation.
Stop cursing me.
One of you can click that little door symbol and it will open the door and you'll be able to see it.
There it is.
The door.
See,
opens.
It makes that little swishing noise, whistling
makes
noise.
Makes a little, yeah, Star Trek swishing noise, which is
I
exciting.
Accept it, actually. Yeah. It scared
and,
me.
On the other side of this is a corridor. And you're sort of actually here immediately. There's stuff going on in here.
Uh oh. Yeah, I can hear immediately.
People talking and actually like maybe holograms of people kind of moving about a little bit.
Ooh.
And you quickly recognize these as sort of like basically hollow ads, holographic ads.
Oh,
like, no.
People, oh that's
kind of
fun.
Just sort of, hey, Zeus, you know, why not try this this brand? And they're just sort of like, sign up now, sign up today, free trial. All this stuff is going on. These essentially, like they kind of look like they're talk in a certain sense, talking to each other, trying to sell each other's things. They're like, have you? How do you? Yeah, are you feeling down, lonely, depressed? And the other one's like, no way, I feel great because of toothpaste. And the other one's like, well, why not try this thing? And you know, there's just sort of all these things kind of going on at once.
So it's spamception. It's just ads all the way down.
It's just ads all the way down, and they're talking to each other, and they're kind of shouting slogans and whatnot at each other. And then
media lore.
You know, I mean, you can give me a quick media lore check. Yeah.
Oh. Sorry, I find it super obnoxious.
you find it super obnoxious. And it's just so much. You can't pick out any kind of like one sort of ad. And I think even with that bad role, you can like, these are all kind of weirdly out of date, like from like 3, 4, 5 years ago, all these ads, whatever's been going on here, have been going on forever. And this is sort of like a weird feedback loop that doesn't happen usually because, you know, normally there are people there. But as you sort of all step in, it's like they all these holographic images kind of sense you.
Ooh.
And just kind of turn slowly and look at you. And in unison, they say, it is awake. And that's where we're going to end it for this particular episode.
Creepy.
Okay.